Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Someone keeping a secret from you?
Ah!
Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I need to know if my husband is messing around with one of our neighbors.
Oh, boy. Okay, what is your husband's name?
It's Micah.
Micah. Okay, so why do you think he's messing around with one of your neighbors?
Okay, so we live in a condo, and, you know, it's in this whole, like, condo community. So, of course, we know a bunch of our neighbors, and every once in a while, they'll have little parties.
I remember condo life, kind of like little block parties to get to know everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when we got married, it was our first home together. And everybody, of course, wanted to know us, know the newlyweds and everything. And that's when I remember a lot of the women at these parties telling me about this girl, this woman named Farah, who lived there in the community. And she kind of has this reputation. She's a single mom, and that she has this reputation of flirting with all the husbands in the area.
So, okay, so this is straight out of a soap opera then. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Yeah, so Micah had been working from home, you know, with the whole COVID stuff. And I started going back to work actually a while ago. And, you know, usually when I would leave for work in the morning, he was still in bed, but he recently started going back to the office as well, now that everything's opening up. And so now he gets up with me and we leave together when we both go to work in the morning.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, he'll leave earlier, you know.
Okay, but things are pretty much back to normal for you guys then.
Well, I mean, no, because last Wednesday, actually, I had to come home in the middle of the day. The classic, I forgot my lunch that I made myself and was sitting there. I didn't want to get fast food. Anyway, I go home, and the first thing I see is actually Micah's car in the parking lot. And I go inside to grab my lunch, and I'm looking around for him. Can't see him anywhere. So he's not in the house, and I call his phone, and he answers. And I'm like, you know, hey, are you home? And he's like, oh, I'm at work. And I'm like, well, then why is your car here? I had to come home, and your car's here. And he's like, I thought you were asking if I went to work today, and I did go to work, but they let me off early, and they needed me for another project, so I came home early. And I'm like, well, where are you? Because I'm home right now. And then he just hangs up.
Okay. So his car is parked in the parking lot, and we don't know where he is?
Well, no, like, I'm heading out to my car, and then all of a sudden I see him running across the parking lot, and he was running from this Farah woman's place. And so I was like, hey, what the hell are you doing over with Farah? And he tells me that she saw him in the parking lot and asked him to come over and look at the washing machine. because she couldn't figure out, like, something was wrong with it, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, like, this whole thing sounds suspicious, right? Like, Mike has never been sent home early from work. That's a little suspicious to me.
Okay.
And then secondly, he's not the kind of husband that's, like, super handy, you know? Like he can change a light bulb, but that's about it.
Okay.
The last thing was that when I asked him if he was home, like, why did he lie at first and tell me he was at work and then all of a sudden change the story, you know, when I was like, oh, but what about your car?
Yeah,
that's changing with me.
Yeah, that is kind of... No, when he came running back over from this Ferris place and you saw him in the parking lot, did he have, like, any tools with him? Like, was he holding a screwdriver or anything?
No. And he wasn't even in his work clothes. He looked like he was, like, going to the gym or something. He was dressed in his gym shorts.
Okay, because if one of my neighbors asked me to look at their washing machine, like, the first thing I would tell them is, you must be really desperate. But the second thing I would do is I would say, hang on, let me grab my tools.
Now, you said this bear girl, she's the one who flirts with all the husbands, right?
Yeah, she's got, like, this very known bad reputation, and all the other wives in the community always talk about her.
Did Micah tell you it was her house he was at? Because, like, you said you saw him coming from that direction. Or did he just say, oh, one of our friends asked me for help and not mention her?
I mean, no, he told me who it was. I'm just more shook about the whole thing of, like, being home. He was home from work, you know, but he was pretending he was still at work. That's what I'm hung up on.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't standing in front of his car, like, I'm pretty sure he would have just continued lying to me, and then I wouldn't have known.
Let me add to that here, because here's another scary part. That might not be the first time he's done this. I mean, this is the first time you had to come home in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So he may have been doing this for a while, and you just found out about it. We don't know. Okay, so you want us to find out if he's got something going on with this Farrah girl then?
Yes, please. Because now I feel like if I ask him, he's just going to keep coming up with lies and lie about it.
Okay, do you want us to call him or her?
I think I'd rather have you guys call him.
Okay. All right, sit tight. We'll call Micah then when we come back next. She wants us to call Micah, her husband. So I would like to do what we discussed. If that's cool with you.
I
would like to do the birthday
so.
Thing. If you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah, and I don't think it's asking a lot.
No.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do the birthday thing. Hang on a second. Here we go. And Shaggy, do me a favor, though, and put
my voice right.
Put her on so she can hear this, too. So let's have Sarah listening to Farrah. Or, I mean, Micah. Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling to speak to a Micah. Is this Micah?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, this is Ashley, but you know my sister Farrah. I think she's a neighbor of yours.
Oh, yeah, I know Farrah.
Yeah, I almost feel like I know you myself with how much she talks about you. But anyways, the reason I was calling is we're planning a surprise birthday party for her coming up in a few weeks, and I came up with this idea to, like, steal her phone while she was taking a shower so I can get some friends' phone numbers and call them all and invite them without having her find out about it. And then I saw your name in her phone, and I was like, well, I have to invite Micah. That's her new man, so.
Yeah. I appreciate the invite, but I'm not her man. I'm actually just a friend. Like you said, I live a few condos away from her. That's it.
Oh, I mean, I know all about you. Trust me. You don't have to play the whole friend thing with me. I mean, I'm her sister. She tells me literally everything. And, I mean, I sure wish I had a sexy friend like you who live, like, right down the street from me.
Okay, well, I don't know what she told you, but like I said, we're just friends, and that's it.
Micah.
So...
Micah, you don't have to worry. It's not like I'm a blabbermouth or something. I mean, it's none of my business what you and my sister are doing. I promise you I can keep a secret.
Well, maybe you can, but apparently your sister can't. I mean, come on. Especially if she's already told you everything.
I mean, I think it's romantic. I mean, it's kind of like forbidden love or something, you know? I mean, two people who can't keep their hands off each other, but in public nobody can know. I mean, what could be more exciting than that?
I mean, how about when my wife finds out and kills me in my sleep?
No.
That's not exactly the kind of excitement I'm looking for right now, and I think you could understand.
Oh, no, I'm not going to kill you. No. I wouldn't dream of killing you. No, I'm going to divorce you. And then I'm going to take half of everything that you earn for the rest of your life. And that way, I can move out of this f***ing condo that I never wanted to live in the first place and get the house that I thought I was going to get when I married your sorry ass. And the only difference now is that you're going to be the one who pays for it. And you can stay in your empty condo with no furniture since all of it's mine, and you and Farrah can go ahead and have fun with her washing machine, at least until, you know, she moves on to the next married guy who just happens to move in down the street.
What the f***?
Wait, who hang up? Micah? Sarah, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, wow. Bravo, lady. That was outstanding. I mean, I'm really, really sorry your husband's a cheater, but holy crap, that speech about the furniture and the house? Wow, you impressed me.
I hope he got the message, you know, before he hang up, because I am dead serious about every single point I said.
He probably thought he was never going to get caught either with the whole fake going to work scam. I wonder how long he's actually been doing that.
I mean, the good news is now he doesn't have to fake going to work anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.